pointed out that what we had developed from Rav Sternbuch about Malachas Tircha on Chalamoed as being the Hagdara and not like Malachas Yomtov. So he pointed out that Emek Bracha has a nice few lines where he develops a few rayas for that idea. It's always geschmack to have an Emek Bracha. It's a lot easier. It's not cool to quote a Torah in a Beis Yosef. To quote an Emek Bracha, so that's also geschmack. Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, today we're going to start Perek Elu Megalchim. What we're going to do in this perek is we're not going to discuss every nikuda that comes up. We are going to jump around a little. So there are times that I'm going to say, okay, we're going to not focus on these few lines, we're not going to focus on this inyan. We're going to pick our spots a little bit, considering that we have to cram quite a bit into 4 weeks. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Megalchim B'moed. These people, and only these people, are allowed to have their hair cut on Yom Tov. Rashi says, so someone who is an ones and wasn't able to have his hair cut beforehand, the halacha is that he's allowed to have a haircut. Everybody else, it's going to be asur for. Immediately, the Gemara jumps in and the Gemara asks, why would the halacha be that it's asur for everyone else? Says the Gemara, Ushar kol adam maitaim asurin. Why is it that for everyone else the halacha is that it is asur? Kidisnan, as we learned, continues the Gemara, Anshi mishmar v'anshi maimid asurin l'saper l'chabes u'bechamishim utar m'pnei chvod haShabbos. We already have this notion that by the Anshi mishmar and Anshi maimid who are being mispelled for the karbanos, the halacha is that they're not allowed to shave. And those who are doing that vote, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabba Loza Maitaima, Kidei Shelo Yichnesu L'Mishmar Seim K'Shem Uvalm. We want them to go into the Zman of the Mishmar being clean, not being Menuval. Hachanami Kidei Shelo Yichnesu L'Regel K'Shehein Menuvalim. What exactly is the Gemara's Havamina? When the Gemara says, Ushar Kol Adam Maitaima Asurin, what exactly is the Gemara saying that it should be Mutter? After all, it seems that Giluach from the Mishnah is an Isser of Malacha on Chalamoid. So the Ritva, as you've all seen, the Ritva says that what's going over here is the following. The Ritva says, Ushar kol adam maitaima ein megalchim pirush, the afagav di Giluach Malacha gemura hi, mikol makom kimen sheyitikun haguf v'yifui panim kitzarech achol nefesh dami. So he says that even though Giluach Einach Hanami is a full-fledged Malach, as Asar and Chalam Moed, but since it's Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, Zdomet Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, what does that mean? Anything that's considered Tzorech Yom Tov falls into a similar category of Ochel Nefesh. The Ramban, in his Perish Ala Torah, as well as in Meseches Beitza, points out that the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is the idea that the Torah only doesn't want us to do Avodos Pasada, not Avodos for bias. It's not included in the Yisra of Melechas Yom Tov. So therefore, anything that's Ochel Nefesh doesn't fall into the category of Avoda Basada. It's all considered Avoda Bebayis. So similarly, anything that's being done, Letzorech HaMoed, the halacha is, that's going to be Mutter, so it should fall into the same category of Ochel Nefesh. This is the way the Ritva is Masbir, the Gemara's question of why should there be an Yisra Giluach. Ein Echanami, Giluach is a full-fledged Melacha. It's Asur Tashir on Shabbos. But nevertheless, over here it should be considered Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Hence the Gemara's answer, no, that there's some type of Gezerah that's going to be at play, which we'll touch on in a moment. As you saw as well, the Nemuki Yosef, as well as the Rashi and the on the Rif, gives a different shot. He says that over here, the Heter that we're discussing is a Heter of Simcha. Doesn't emphasize the Ochel Nefesh part, but rather, the Nemuki Yosef says that what we're talking about is that the act of Giluach itself introduces the notion of Simcha for the individual. So therefore, normally, the halacha would be that it should be Asur. However, over here, Al Simcha, it's going to be Mutter. Let's take a look at the Rashi on the Rif. Maitaim Asurin, says the Rashi on the Rif, the Giluach Simcha Hila Adam V'lishteri. The giluach itself wouldn't fall into the category of malacha. The giluach itself constitutes simcha, and therefore the halacha is that it should be mutter. We will not discuss today what exactly is this machlokus of whether you look at getting a haircut as a simcha, whether there's a choir singing in the background or not. What exactly is the hagdara of giluach being simcha or not? That it seems that according to the Ritva, we look at it as being malacha, while according to the Rashi, it seems to be simcha, that we're not going to discuss. But these are the two mahalchim of the Ritva versus the Nemuke Yosef. The Karen Ora points out that he thinks, and we're going to come back to the Karen Ora later on, where he develops this idea as well, he thinks that ultimately at the end of the day, the pshat of the Ritva makes sense, and he can't understand the Rashi on the Rif. He points out that the Gemara in the bottom of Yudalit Amud Aleph has the heter of Shmuel of cutting the hair of a katan. Amar Shmuel, katan hanolad b'moed mutter legaleach. The halacha is that you're allowed to cut the hair of a katan. We'll discuss this in detail. You're allowed to cut the hair of a katan on Yom Tov. So the Karen Ora says, wait a second, is there any simcha? There's no simcha for the barber. The barber's doing work. Only simcha over here would be for the person who's getting his hair cut. So a katan simcha is not consequential. The katan simcha is not consequential. So he says, l'chura from the hemshech ha-gemara seems to indicate, the Karen Ora argues, hemshech ha-gemara seems to indicate that what we're talking about over here is the heter of l'tzorech yomtiv. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, either way, whether it's the notion of simcha, or there's a din of Tzorech Yom Tov, continues the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the chash over here is that you shouldn't enter the Yom Tov in a state of nivel. So here, there's a little bit of a problem in Rashi, which we're not going to focus on today, where Rashi seems to emphasize two different things. In Dibra Maskel Hachi Garsin Usharka Adam, so Rashi emphasizes two different nekudas. Says Rashi, Umandim is Rashi of Hilo Giluach Mikmei Regel, Umatiz Man Alayu Ligaleach Beregel, Hechmiru Rabbanan, Hol Velo Mazarzi Nafshayu. This Yesod of Rashi is spelled out quite clearly by the Me'iri, and that is that Rashi is bringing out the idea that's a knas. Really, technically, it should be permissible. However, we want you to prepare properly for Yom Tov, and since you didn't, that there is a knas over here. The Hemshech of Rashi, and this is the Achronim, are disturbed by, the Hemshech of Rashi seems to introduce a different idea. That Rashi says, Hovo mazarzin shayel l'saper mikmei regel, de lo lahave beregel minuvalin, im hayu migulachim b'moed, lo yu migalchim lefnei moed, minichnasin l'regel kishem minuvalin. Hemshech of Rashi is not that it's a knas, but the Hemshech of Rashi is, well, if we tell you that it's going to be us or on Chol HaMoed itself, so then you're going to be sure to do it before Yom Tov. So it'll be some type of covered Yom Tov. So the emphasis of Rashi seems to slightly shift. I'm not sure it's such a stira in Rashi. I'm not convinced that there's a stira in Rashi. But there seems to be two different themes that are playing Rashi. So again, there's a very nice pshat say for the Mimini Michael has a fascinating pshat in what Rashi is saying. But either way, either it's a knas or it's to force the person to go into Yom Tov to be properly prepared, that he should go into Yom Tov in a state of im evil, that he should probably prepare for Yom Tov. So that is the reason why that hair cutting is going to be asur. Okay. Tosvos and Dibra Maskel Umenuda raises an interesting question. We're going to pick up a piece of Tosvos. Our focus really today, what I want to really understand is Tosvos Dibra Maskel Vishar. But part of what Tosfos is going to bring up over there is going to bring up an interesting issue that the Rishonim ask in regards to Giluach Kol HaRosh. Tosfos first starts out and explains how it's possible that someone was not a Poshea when he was a Nidui, or it wasn't a Poshea for asking for Heter for Neder. That's what Tosfos does in the first five lines. And then Tosfos says, in the first narrow line, V'giluach HaRosh, Tosfos says something interesting. V'giluach HaRosh, Nami Osir B'moed, Da Omar B'Gemara, Shelo Yichnisu L'Regel Menuvalin, V'ein L'cha Nivul Gadol Mizeh. What Tosfos is doing in Pshat is the following. Tosfos is explaining why, when it comes to Nazir and Metzora, where we talk about Giluach HaRosh, where you're shaving your whole head, what does that have to do with Chol HaMoed? How does that relate to Chol HaMoed? So says Tosis, that when it comes to Giluach HaRosh, it's going to be also Asar Chol HaMoed. Just like we said that when it comes to Metzora and so on, we had a discussion that Ba'onis, it's going to be Mutter, otherwise it's going to be Asar. So too, when it comes to Giluach HaRosh, the same halacha applies. Giluach HaRosh Nami Asar B'Moed. Why would it be Asar on Chol HaMoed? The Amar B'Gemara, Shelo Yichnesu L'Regel Minuvalim, Ve'ein Lecha Nivul Gadol Mizeh. What's the havamina of the Gemara to allow you to go for a haircut? The havamina of the Gemara to allow you to go for a haircut is, there's a simcha, there's a tzarech of Yom Tov. Is getting your head shaved a tzarech of Yom Tov? So that, says Tosfos, Giluach Kol HaRosh for Chol HaMoed is not included in the Gemara's kasha at all. Because Ein Lecha Nivul Gadol Mizeh, there's no greater nivul than this. It might be for a 6'8" basketball player, so maybe for him it wouldn't be considered nivul to have his entire head shaved. But for most people, it is. There is some type, that's not the normal way. You get your beard trimmed, you get your hair cut, you ask for a number 4 on the bottom, and a number 5 on top, and so on. But not to get your hair shaved, like a case of Metzora. So that's not what we're discussing. V'shema lo koi taima b'gemara el ha'ashara. The Gemara, when it discusses by Chol HaMoed, is not talking about the din of Giluach HaRosh. Avol Giluach Shel Rosh Ho Asur Mishum Melacha Afilu B'Maklam Ones. But Giluach Shel Rosh Ho on Chol HaMoed, so then it will be Asur Atz Melacha, even in a case of an Ones. So Tosa sets out that we're not talking about shaving your entire head when we ask the question in regards to Chol HaMoed. Rather, what we were talking about was only when you're getting a proper haircut. Continues Tosfos. V'shar giluach debayi gemara, my time asur, and v'hainu giluach shal yofi, davalok l'mishrach, mishri, l'tzorech ha-moed, afu pishu melacha, avi giluach kol ha-rosh, asur mishu melacha. The Gemara's question is only in regards to a proper haircut. There it's giluach shal yofi. There you either have the idea of simcha, or you have the idea of Ochal Nefesh, but Giluach Kol HaRosh in such a case is not going to qualify as a diyun at all. Okay, so Tosfos first points out this position that holds that we're not talking about Giluach Kol HaRosh. V'hainu, v'hani, kigon Nazir Mitzvah, d'shar mishum mitzvah. And that's why Nazir Mitzvah, the only heter is because of mitzvah. So Nazir Mitzorah is another chidush of our Mishnah. It's not Litzorech Yom Tov, but rather the only heter over there is Litzorech Mitzvah. But for Chol HaMoed, you don't have that heter. And for Chol HaMoed, the only discussion is going to be in regards to a proper haircut where we would say that should be a heter Litzorech Yom Moed. Then Tosfos quotes a different position. Va'od yesh lefarish, shenir shemutu legaleach rosho b'moed. Then we could explain, says Tosfos. No. He has another shita that says that Kol HaRosh is also going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed. So to crunch what we have in our Tosfos says in the first daya that Giluach Kol HaRosh is going to be Asur on Chol HaMoed. The second daya, Tosfos says that Giluach Kol HaRosh is going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed. What does Tosfos hold in terms of Ein Lecha Nivul Gadol Mizeh? I also don't know what. Do we take into account that some people have their heads shaved every once in a while or not? Someone who has lice? Tosfos doesn't spell out what exactly is this machlokas between these two deos of Tosfos. Then Tosfos just adds, then what's the chiddush by Nazir and Mitzorah? Vim Tomer Mai Kamashma Nazir and Mitzorah. What's the chiddush of Nazir and Mitzorah? If we're talking about that Giluach Kol HaRosh is Mutas, then what do we need to bring in Nazir and Mitzorah for? That's a regular halacha of Giluach Kol HaMoed. Yeshlomar, we would have thought the Salka Daitach Tosar, I would have thought that's also Shul Yishu Kobrino Sehem, that you shouldn't hold back the Karbanos. You don't bring the Karban of the Nazir and the Mitzorah on Yom Tov. So if you're going to cut your hair, and you're not going to bring the karban, so maybe the halacha is that you shouldn't cut the hair at all. Kamash Milan, that you're going to cut your hair and hold back from the carbon, and kamashmal and deshari, it's still going to be permissible. This is the first Tosas. It's not our focus too much for today. But Tosas has two deos, whether gilu akal rosh is going to be aser or mutter, and then Tosas connects that to whether nazir and mitzora is a special din, how it's special, how is it different than chalamoid, and Tosas says that the chiddush of nazir and mitzora is that they're going to cut their hair and yet still be masha their karbonos. What I would like to focus on is Bezer Hashem, the next Tosas, Rishah. Yes, Menachem.
When you say
Gilu
HaRosh, you're saying the whole Rosh?
Yes. Gilu HaRosh is the whole Rosh. My pshat in Tosas, the way I just, of Eilecha Nivu Godol Mizeh, by the way, the HaMasifta has a different pshat in Tosas, learns differently, but the Aruch Liner in Yuvamos, and Tosas in Rosh in Yuvamos seems to say it this way. And also, again, in the Mimini Michal, he has the pshat the way we said it also. So I thought the pshat then in the Hamasifta Gemara on Tosis was a little bit it didn't make sense to me. Okay, let's focus now on the focus for today. V'shar kol odam my time asur, says Tosis. Afal pishu im malacha hayolanu lahatira letzarech yamtiv. Even though it's a malacha, you should be matarid letzarech yamtiv. You should be matarid cutting the hair letzarech yamtiv. Why? Maybe Tosis is going with the Mahalach. It's Ochel Nefesh. Tzorech HaMoed, similar to what we had seen in the Ritva. Tzorech HaMoed, you should be allowed to cut your hair. Continues Tosis according to the Bach. First we're going to read Tosis Aliba the Bach. Inami, Afal Pi Shiesh Melachos Asuris B'Moed, She'em Ben Toreyach. Or else, even though there are malachos that are asuros, that you don't do any particular action of tircha. Kigong pragmatia, like when it comes to commerce. A person could sit and make a multi-million dollar deal and not do a single bit of malacha. That's asur on Yom Tov. Why is that asur? So the Rosh in the Tshuva spells out, this is going to be important, this Mar Mokum in the Rosh. The Rosh in Klach of Dalet says the isur of pragmatia is that a person is not allowed to be Mesiach Das from the Chag. If he's going to be thinking about making money, that's not the tafkid of what Sukkot and Pesach are all about. So Tosa says like this. According to the first Deya, he says, you should have a Heter Tzorech Moed, even though it's a Malacha. The second Deya of Tosos is that even though this Malacha should be Aser on Yom Tov because it's something that is Ein Behem Toreach. What does that mean? Can anybody explain to me? What does it mean by that? Inami afal pi sheesh melachos asuris b'moed she'ein behem toreach. What's Tosis bringing out over here? What's Tosis saying? Yes, Sammy? Yeah, we're going in the Bach. Yeah. Let me. I was reading it in, with the Bach's amendment in Tosis, where the Bach says, "Afal pi sheish dvar masuras b'moed, she'im be'em melacha ela toreach." So what's the Bach saying? Right, I'm sorry, you're right. There was one word that was off according to that. What's the Bach saying? Again, Rabbosa, let's look into the Bach. The Bach says, "Afal pi sheish dvar masuras b'moed, she'im be'em melacha ela toreach." Kigon pragmatio. What's the second day of Tosas spring out. Yes, David?
He's saying the second haircut is Tircha.
So according to the second day, what's the Isra of Pragmatia? The Isra of Pragmatia is he's not doing a malacha at all. So it's an Isra of Tircha. He's being Matriach Das from the Tzorech Hayom, what he needs to be doing. So it says the second day of Tosas, the halacha is that it should still be Asur out stack. So he says, no. Mimokol mokom zeshu liyipui roi lahatu lekavam moed. But since it's liyipo, it should be mutter lekvod moed. By the way, the reason why I already said that it was the Bach is because we're going to see in the Rashash, this whole lashon of reading the Afal Pi is not correct. We're going to see in a moment the Rashash's gears is not correct. But let's be magdir what exactly the Bach is saying in Tosas. He's saying like this. You have pragmatia, we never do a maisa melach at all. But why is it aser? Because you're being matriach, your das, from the Tzorech Hayom. Says Tosos, nevertheless, it should be mutter liyipui because of kvod hamoed. Should be mutter liyipui the kvod hamoed. So according to the Bach's Mahalach and Tosos, we have two different reasons that we're suggesting that you'll be mutter to do giluach on chol hamoed. What are the two reasons? According to the first reason, it should be aser alts malacha. Yet we have a heter of what? We have a heter of letzorech moed. According to the second reason, it shouldn't be aser alts malacha. It should be aser, just like pragmatia of tircha. However, because it's liyipui, that iser like pragmatia should fall away, and what you should be left with is the heter of giluach on chol hamoed. This is according to the Bach's girsa in the two deos of Tosos. What's the machlokis between the first pshat and the second pshat, between the inami and the first pshat of Tosos? It seems that the first day of Tosos holds that the iser over here of giluach is an iser of malacha. The second pshat, the inami's pshat, is not that we're talking about an iser of malacha, but rather it's tircha, you're being matriach das. Falls into the category of tircha. Once it falls into the category of tircha, so then it should also be aser. Says Tosus, no, you're going to have the heter of yipui. You have the heter of yipui. So it could very well be that both of these pshatim are working on something very similar to what we had seen in the Ritva. There's no notion of simcha over here. But what Tosus is changing is what exactly is the iser. Are we talking about an iser of malacha, or are we talking about an iser of tircha? Now let's take a look at the Rashash, where the Rashash has a different way of reading Tosus. The Rashash says the following. Ratzalomar, what's the inami? And this is what I was contrasting when I was even reading inside Tosus before the Hemshuk, which is a little bit different in the Bach. Ratzalomar says the Rashash. What does the inami mean? Im shegam v'akol chad perushahu. The Rashash says that the inami is not a separate independent pshat, but rather is im shegam. What does the Rashash mean? But the Rashash read the Tosus in the following way. Afal pishu malacha hayalanu latir letzarech hamoed. Even though it's a malacha, we should be matir letzarech hamoed. But wait a second. Malacha is not the only issue that we have when we're talking about chol hamoed. Just whether it falls into the category of gozes of one lamites malachos. Im shegam, sheyesh al malachos asuris b'moed, sheim ba'en toreach. But there are malachos that are asur, that don't have tircha, kigon pragmatia. Mikol makom, wait a second, asked the Rashash. But at the end of the day, who cares about the fact that it's a malacha that's mutter letzorech hamoed? There's another concern that we have, and that is that there are things that even though it's not a malacha, should be asur, alts being meisiach das. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, no, for on this nekuda, if it's liyipui, so then it's going to be mutter. Let's see the Rashash and the Hemshech again. Ratzalomar, im shegam, v'akol chad perushu. It's only one pshat. So according to the Rashash, what's following in Tosis is the following. I would have said that if it's just straight up malacha, so then you have the heter of letzarech yom tov. If you have the heter of letzarech yom tov, it's going to be mutter. Just like straight up malacha of bishul on yom tov is mutter letzarech ochal nefesh. But continues Tosis, and continues Tosis and says, but forget about the malacha shebo. Forget about the malacha. What about the fact that there are things that are pragmatia, that are misiach das from the chag? No. Here it's not only letzorech, but rather it's liyipui. But rather over here it's liyipui. This is the difference between the way the Bach is learning and the way the Rashash is learning in Tosus. Now I'd like to be magdir in lomdus, what exactly might emerge as the machlokus between these two deos of Tosos, and then, based on what we say in Lamdus, try to make a diuk in pshat of Tosos' words, just to follow through of how every word in Tosfos might be meduyek. Let's see a few questions. Yes, Dan. Yeah, I want to get back to that.
Okay, and then the way the Rishas explaining why didn't Tzorach Moed take care of the second question.
Right. So, again, the difference between Kavod HaMoed and Tzorach might this will help us. Be'ezer Hashem. Yes, Menachem.
I don't know if it's going to be the same answer, but for the reason of I just want to understand why Tzorach HaMoed doesn't take care of Tirpa.
Now you're asking the same thing that Sammy's asking. I hope that Be'ezer Hashem, when we get through this, we'll address that question as well. I was bothered by the same thing. Maybe what we're going to say might be relevant. Everybody have the difference between the Rosh Hashanah and the Bach? So far, so good, David? So perfect. Now, let's go back to the Bach. The first day holds that the Malacha is going to be Aser. Yet you have the heter of Letzorach HaMoed. And the second day holds that it's not going to be Aser Alts Malacha, but rather you should be Aser, it should be Aser like Pragmatia. And according to the Girsa of the Bach, again, inside, Avigluach Kolarosh Nami Asur. No, I'm reading the wrong Bach. Aval Bishesh Dvar Masuros Bemoed, She'em Ben Malacha Elotorech, Gom Pragmatia. So this is going to be Aser Alts Tircha, like Pragmatia. We said, what's the machlokus between these two deos? According to the first dea, Giluach is going to be Aser as a Malacha. According to the second dea, it's going to be Aser Alts Tircha. Rabosa, aside from that, there's something else that's emerging from the Bach. Something very fantastic that relates to what we had introduced yesterday. Pretty soon we're going to get away from Chol HaMoed, but as of now, we're still in the Chol HaMoed sugya, and that is, according to the Bach, is Malacha and Tircha, pardon the Yeshiva Lashonos, is Malacha and Tircha Tzvei Dinim or one Din? According to the Bach, it's Tzvei Dinim over here. There's two distinct components. We have Malacha, Gozeis, Heter of Tzorech HaMoed, Ochel Nefesh. And then we have a separate din of Tircha. The two are not connected. Yesterday we had seen that there are poskim who say that Meleches Chol HaMoed is a Malacha that's borrowed from Hilchos Yom Tov. It could very well be that according to the first pshat of Tosfos, Aliba da Abach, the Hagdoras Melacha Chol HaMoed has nothing to do with Tircha. There's a separate Isser called the Isser of Tircha. And Taisus first says, Melachas Chol HaMoed is going to be Aser. That's Taisus' opening line. Then, Tosfos comes along and says, and if you hold Giluach, doesn't qualify Alts Melacha. Then he says, it should be Aser for a different reason. It should be Aser like Pragmatia, which is an Iser of Tircha. As the Chuvas HaRosh says, what are you supposed to be focusing on? On Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to be focusing on getting your hair cut. You're supposed to be focusing on the Chag. So therefore, it's going to be Asur Alts Tircha, like Pragmatia. Here, Tosfos introduces, but nevertheless, it's going to be Mutter Alts Yipui. Here it's going to be Mutter Alts Yipui. So this is the Yesod according to the Shita of the Bach. Now I just want to point out to you, before we go on, why the Rashash and the Bach might have to deal with a different Tosfos. I just want to give us a maramakom. Tosfos on your Beis Amabeis, Dibra Maschel Machnis, says beferish that Pragmatia is Tircha below Malacha. That's Tosfos' gears over here on your Beis Amabeis. Pragmatia is Tircha below Malacha. The girsa that we have in front of us in our Tosfos is that it's Ein Bahen Tareach by Pragmatia. According to the switch of the Bach, it seems to fit in very well with Tosfos Yubeis and Beis. That's just an amazing Yavin point. You look up that Tosfos that wasn't on the Marim Makomos. In Chazara, you'll see that the actual switch of the girsa and Tosfos fits very well, because otherwise there seems to be a steer in the two Tosfos, amazing Yavin. But outside of that, back to the Bach itself, it seems that there's two dinim over here. One din is the din of Malacha, and then the other din is the din of the Isser of Tircha. The Rashash didn't read Tosfos this way. The Rashash learns the Inami is Im Shagam, where the Rashash is saying the following. According to Tosfos, you start out having simple Malacha, then you have the Heter of Letzorach HaMoed. But then Tosfos comes back and he says, but wait a second. Aside from the Yisr Malacha, where you normally have a Heter of Letzorech, Chol HaMoed is different than Yom Tov. It's different than the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. The Heter of Ochel Nefesh is not Shayach over here. Why? Because there's a separate Yisr called Tircha. So fine, you would have the Heter of Malacha and Tzorech HaMoed, but wait a second, you also have to deal with the fact that Malacha is more expansive over here. Malacha has a separate thing called Tircha. Now, what exactly the Hagdara of Tircha is, that's for our whole Zman to try to figure out. But it's more expansive than Yom Tov. If it's more expansive than the regular Dina Malacha, so then Tzorech HaMoed is not going to be enough. Comes along Tosos, and Tosos says that Yipui is going to be different. So according to the Rashash, what the Rashash is learning, Aliba to Tosos, Tircha is a Hagdara in Malacha itself. It's not a separate din. According to the Bach, you have the din of Malacha and you have the din of Tircha. According to the Rashash, Tircha becomes part of the definition of Malacha itself, according to his Mahalach. And again, those poskim that speak about Malacha on Chol HaMoed as being modeled after Hilchos Yom Tov seem to be a lot closer to the first Mahalach of Tosos, Aliba the Bach. According to the Rashash, who says that everything has to be filtered through the prism of Tircha, so then, Yesh Ladun of what is going to be the Hagdara Malacha. However, according to the first day of Tosos, Aliba the Bach, it seems to be a separate din of Malacha. Before I take the Talmidim's questions, I want to, I think, answer what is on many of your minds. And with that, and that is to explain the strange Lashon of Tosfos. Up until now, do you hear the machlokas between the Rashash and the Bach? We're good? We have that? Any questions? Any clarifications on that? Just to clarify that. Yes, Eitan?
Clarification back to the beginning. You're saying that the Rashash, he reads this, he doesn't change the gears.
Right, Im Shagam. Oh, so what is She'im Ben Toreach? What's he going to do? Oh, so what he means over here is that that's the Yishuv to the Stira and Tosas on your Beis and Beis. According to the Rashash, the Hagdara of the word Tircha means something else. Tircha here means to Tircha Gufit, to get up and to be doing something. That you sit and you sit in one place. So his point is that over here, what Tosfos is bringing out is the Hagdara is not just simply a Maisa Malacha, whether it's Asr or Alts Malacha, but rather is whether you're being Mesiach Das from the Yom Tov itself. That's according to Rashash. It's a fair Ha'ara Eitan, correct. Because according to Rashash, you don't change Shein Ben Toreach. Correct, that's true. Clarification, Menachem?
Well, I suspect you mean...
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand why the Rashash can't say Sveit Dinim also. In the first part, he's saying that the first din in the Yisr Malacha is Tircha. The second part, he's saying that there's this other din that even if there isn't Tircha, that would be made in the Yisr Malacha, that would hold by a Kach.
The Im Shagam is coming to say that this is not a regular halacha of Malacha. The Im Shagam is coming to say that you don't use the regular rules of Malacha over here. That's what the Im Shagam is saying, according to the Rashash. That this is, doesn't fall into the regular categories of Malacha. That's how the Rashash is learned. What many of you were asking is that what does Tosfos mean? Why does Tosfos say, if it's Malacha, it should be Mutter Letzorech HaMoed? But if it's Pragmatia, let's take the Bach's Girsa for a moment, that Pragmatia that has Tircha, which doesn't qualify as Malacha, it should be permissible mitam chvod hamoed. Why did many of you notice this and say that? Many of you start asking this question. Why does Tosa switch the lashon letzorach hamoed to liyipui? So I'd like to suggest that based on the way we broke down the Tosas, Tosas is lushonas are metuyah. Tosas says like this. Let's read the Tosas. Again, the Bach is on the page. The standard approach is usually the Bach. So let's read the Tosas meduyak now according to the Bach. Afal pishu hu melacha hayulanu lahatir letzarech moed. Even though it qualifies as malacha, we know that there are things that are malacha that are mutar letzarech hamoed, just like ochel nefesh. Inami into the Bach. Afal pishyesh dvarim asuras b'moed sheim ben malacha elotoreach kegon pragmatia. Even though you should now argue that it falls into a separate category, the isra of tircha. So now Rabosai, the Isra of Tircha, when you talk about Tircha, do you have a heter of Letzorech HaMoed? Let's try to analyze together. When you're talking about Tircha, is Letzorech HaMoed appropriate? What's the Isra of Tircha? What do we quote from the Tshuvas HaRash? The whole idea is that if you're going to be Osek in this idea, in this experience, so then you're going to be Mesiach Das from the Yom Tov. Malacha is a violation of your action. Your action is not appropriate, if you will, the guf versus the machshava. The yisur of malacha is that your guf is being soyser the mitzius of Yom Tov. But if it's letzorech Yom Tov, then what your guf is doing is not soyser Yom Tov. It's consistent with the essence of Yom Tov. You're cleaning yourself for Yom Tov. You're making yourself, you're doing something that's letzorech Yom Tov. So if you're talking about, if you're going to be talking about malacha, by definition, if it's letzorech hamoed, then no longer is it contradictory to what the moed is supposed to be. So again, let's take ochel nefesh. The whole idea is that you're not supposed to be doing avoda besadeh, but if you're doing avoda bebayis, that's not a stira to what Yom Tov is. So that's letzorech hamoed. The guf is not being sosa the mitzvah. The guf is not supposed to be in the field. The guf is supposed to be in the bayis. The guf is not to be supposed to be osek in melachos and chal moed, but he's being osek in the tzorech hachag. It's mamish the chag itself. Inami, but if the hagdara is not melacha, but rather the hagdara is tircha, if we're talking about tircha, so now, at the end of the day, if you're being Mesiach, your Das, so then Letzorech HaMoed is not going to be enough. Simply the fact that Letzorech HaMoed is not enough, you need a stronger mechanic. So says Tosfos, no. It's not only that the Malacha itself is Letzorech HaMoed. In of itself, it's Liyipui. It's Liyipui. If it's Liyipui, so then he's not even being Mesiach Das at all. Letzorech hachag is matir the guf hamalacha. Liyipui says that there's nothing wrong with the machshava because the machshava is on yipui hachag. So that's why, according to the Bach, and for that matter, according to the Rashash as well, it'll even fit in according to the Rashash, the Tosis is lashonos armadui. When we're talking about malacha, so then malacha by definition is that a person's supposed to be doing a certain action, supposed to be found in a certain place. So then, if his action is letzorech hamoed, it's going to be mutter. However, if we're talking about something that's going to be asur, mitam, tircha, being mesiach das, so then, it's not enough that by definition it's letzorech hamoed. If his das is not on the moed, then you're not solving the problem of tircha the way the Tshuvas HaRash explained the issue of tircha by pragmatia. How are you going to solve it? You're going to solve it that the action is also something that's being done with the cognizance of the Yom Tov. The cognizance of the Yom Tov is liyipui. This would be the hemshech, the pshat in the hemshech of Tosas. Yes, Sam?
Why would
the
Tzorah, if you're doing something with the Tzorah Yom Tov, why would you still be Mesiach Das
from Yom Tov. The whole point of the action is because...
Very simply. When we're talking about something that's a tzarech Yom Tov, so a person, let's say he's building something. This is not, I don't mean to discuss Hilchos Bona Chalamoy. I'm just using it as a mashal. Someone's building something, or someone is, he's putting down a foundation. He's sitting mamish in the mud of the ground. So from mitzad tzorech ha-moed, his mind can't be on what moed is supposed to be. But if he's being miyape himself for moed, so then he's not being metriach his das altogether. That's the difference between the two.
The physical would see us, so
right.
The just doesn't lend itself to kavanah.
Exactly, correct. And that's why when it comes to tircha is focusing on kavanah. Yipui solves the issue of kavanah. Yipui is going to solve the issue of kavanah. I just want to point out that the Bach's pshat, the Rishash is aware of, but he says he doesn't think that what the Bach is saying is correct. What was the Rishash's lashon? Lo yishara be'enai. I don't think what the Bach is saying is correct. So I just want to point out that the reason why the Rishash didn't accept what the Bach is saying is because we have a tremendous chiddush over here. That Tosis is saying that there's two dinim. There's a din of malacha and then there's a din of tircha. They're two separate things. My guess is that the Rishash rejected the Bach's pshat because he says, no, the malachos and tirchos are directly connected. That's why the Rishash didn't accept the Bach. But what emerges according to the Bach is that we're talking about two different things. We're talking about malacha and chalamoid, and then we're talking about tircha. The Yesh Mefarshim in the Hemshech of Tosos is a little bit difficult, and we're running out of time. Today is a little bit of a shorter schedule. So maybe what we'll do is we'll discuss in Seder how to read the V'yesh Mefarshim of Tosos. And I just want to finish the picture and get to Halacha L'maisa. Yes, Jacob, one last question.
The Rishash doesn't hold by the Bach. How does he reconcile the Tosos on your place?
Very good. So that's a very good question. That's why I said to Eitan, there's two different, Tosas seems to be talking about two different tirchas. One is the tircha of the moach, and the other is the tircha of the guf. According to the Bach, you get out of it. Mitalmida Yosem Rikulam, by the way, until I said this over, until we were learning together, I must have thought about this Tosas for 4 or 5 days. But until we were learning together, I didn't realize this nekuda about the Bach doing two things at once, about him reconciling the sugya. Once we started speaking it out, I realized that the Bach is probably also accomplishing something else with that Tosis on your base and your base. No one stops, by the way, at the steer and Tosis. I don't understand why they don't stop at the steer and Tosis. The Keren Ora says that he thinks that Tosis's position, that Tosis had said about Giluach Kol HaRosh, he says that he thinks that Shita, that Giluach Kol HaRosh should be Usher, doesn't make very much sense. He says that at the end of the day, if we're going to be going with the heter of Ochel Nefesh, so he says, then why should there be a difference between Giluach Kol HaRosh or part of the Rosh? At the end of the day, the Maisa Malacha is going to be Mutter. So I just want to point out that the Mahalach that the Keren Ora is assuming is L'shitaso, to learn that we're going with Simcha, that the Havamina of the Gemara should be Mother with Simcha. But rather, the Havamina of the Gemara is going with the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, which was the way we were Masbir as well in Tosas. So he says, ultimately, we paskin that there's no difference between Giluach HaRosh and everything else. It would be problematic for us to conclude the Sugya without mentioning the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, La Halacha. The Tur in Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that our Gemara seems to say that the problem is that you're going to go in a state of nivul. Into Yom Tov, you're going into a state of nivul. What happens if the fellow cut his hair Erev Yom Tov? Cut his hair Erev Yom Tov. Now he wants to cut it again on Chol HaMoed. Is that mutter or not? So says Rabbeinu Tam, yes. The halacha is that should be permissible.
According to the Ribba.
Yeah, even according to both of them, right? in the Maskanas Hagemara, because you're right, then you have the Ritva and Rashi, but at the end of the day, that's only in the Havamin Gemara. Now we're going in the Maskana. He doesn't deserve a Knas, and he didn't go into Moed Benuva. However, the Tur rejects the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, but there is on the books, there is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The question is, what's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam? So it's a little bit late, and the Nasiya Yeshiva is coming. But so the Tshuvas, Noda B'Yehuda, in the Noda B'Yehuda in his Tshuvas, tries to explain what's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam. He has a big chiddush there. I'd like you to look it up. This is less important for us to do in Shir. More important for us to do in Shir is to read the Minei Bei and Tosas, and to explain the Minei Bei and Tosas. The Noda B'Yehuda gives what he thinks is problematic with Rabbeinu Tam, although at the end of the day, you could debate the Noda B'Yehuda's Svara very, very much. But take a look at that Noda B'Yehuda. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't accept the Noda B'Yehuda's Svara. And then Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph and Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, Rav Moshe writes the following. Rav Moshe says, today, even it could be even better than Rabbeinu Tam's case. Because in the time of Rabbeinu Tam, it wasn't so common for people to cut their hair every day. Right? How often does a person who has a decent-sized beard trim his beard? They didn't do it very... And then those days, everybody had beards. So it wasn't so common. Rav Moshe says nowadays, that he says almost everybody shaves. And he says not only the maskilim, like in the time of the Noda B'Yehuda, used to shave. Rav Moshe says, now even... Is this Lashon B'nai Torah? David, am I going to get in trouble? Ulachem bar l'nias daiti. He does say that you have a beard. He says maybe even the Noda B'Yehuda would be matter. So Moshe says meikar d'dina, the whole svar of our Gemara of going in the nivul, if a person shaved before Yom Tov, and the Chura should emerge, that should be mutter to shave as well. However, Rav Moshe in end says the only hetu would be Litzorech, even though he does not accept the Svara to be Machmir against Rabbeinu Tam. The Chura Rabbeinu Tam Svara is a very, very strong Svara. Okay, if there aren't any questions until President Joel comes, maybe I'll go over with you the V'yesh Mefarshim. Are there any questions so far? Yes, go ahead.
If you say that Israel and Bimigaliach is like a zero,
right?
So even if a person sees before a Halmoid,
right?
Because if I, meaning at the end of the day, there are people who don't, so if I didn't, if I wasn't, I had to be a usher shaving during Halmoid, so people know to make sure to shave before Halmoid.
Oh, so that is one of the things that the poskim discuss. The poskim discuss whether, first of all, whether everybody else knows that you shaved before Yom Tov. The Noda B'Yehuda raises that, and the Noda B'Yehuda says that shouldn't be a chshash. What Sammy is raising is at the end of the day, maybe the chshash is not for you. Everybody else doesn't know that you shaved. That you cut your hair before. So then, in such a case, the Chura should be. But the Noda B'Yehuda rejects that as possible. It sounds like Rav Moshe is also not. Also, Rav Moshe will say simply, well, nowadays everybody knows that you do it before. You know, there's no reason for anybody to be down the Kaf Chova in such a case. Why should he be down the Kaf Chova? Yes, Alex?
I think it's difference
whether you say it's a Knas or a Shnas. If you say it's a Knas, so then it's not Shaya. But if you want to say that it's to prevent the nivul, so then someone else who would see, then but again, the poskim are not, for some reason, are not so worried about that. And Shuvas Noda B'Yehuda, he's not so worried about that that time. Yes, Eitan.
Tosfos, when he says the problem with shaving Kol HaRosh is because of nivul,
right?
That's a bit regular. What about before the regular you shave? Is it usher to shave all your head? Because the Gemara says this is yichnas of the regular.
Tosa says beferish that it's in the first day, that's going to qualify as a malacha. And if it's going to qualify as a malacha, so then it will be asur. Correct. Yeah. That's correct. Correct. The pshat svarim point out that that's what Tosas is saying. That's black and white. Now, Rabosai, the Yesh Mefarshim is going to be very much relevant to those two deos above. Rav Yossi, should we continue? Do you know what our schedule is? Okay, so we'll... Yeah, I'm early. I just...
We'll,
okay, beside it. Yeah, Menachem?
Can you explain what the Rashash, the difference of between Tzorach HaMoed and Tzorach HaMoed can only apply to the Bach, no?
Oh, no. So I think according to Rosh Hashanah, it also works well. And that is, he's saying like this, it will be a straight up halacha. If the halacha, malacha, would be a dinam, malach, qua malacha, so then tzarech is enough to be matur. Just like ochel nefesh is a malacha, which by definition is letzarech, and therefore is going to be mutter. However, if we're no longer being malacha, qua magdir, malacha, qua malacha, but rather we're being magdir as tircha, so then, even though it's letzorech, if at the end of the day he's being masiach da, so then it's going to be problematic. So you need the idea of yipui, that in the process itself, he's doing something that's miyate. So it's a little bit of a chiddush we're saying, but I think that it's mukhruch in the words. I think the mahalach is this is what some of the talmidim from yeshiva know. I mean, I wanted to do a little bit more today. But this is what I think I enjoy the most, and I think is most valuable for the Talmidim, is to work out something clear in pshat, and then show that the clear pshat has a lamdus, and to show how that lamdus is reflected in the words itself. In other words, I didn't like the chabura from yesterday. It's all over the place. You know, but on the other hand, you need an introduction. But in terms of learning, what's called learning? In many ways, we probably quoted 1/10 of the Maran Mekomos that we quoted yesterday. But today we learned. Yesterday we just introduced, and I think that difference is based on the fact that here we worked, we harived a little bit in the words. We still have to hariv exactly with what Yesh Mefarsh. By the way, you know where the word hariv comes from? It's a Yiddish word. Have you heard that before? The word hariv is Yiddish for amelus, and it comes from the word vaharevna. That's where as a kid, I always heard the word taharav. I never knew what exactly it meant. Eventually. Along those lines, it always gives us time for another story. It reminds me of...